Speaking to Daniel Christie, professor at Ohio State University and chair of the Committee for the Psychological Study of Peace. Mr. Christie, can you explain to us what does it mean your presence here today? I mean, how much important is for you the collaboration between our two universities?
Well, that's a very good question. There's a symposium every 2 years that takes place in various countries around the world. And this symposium now is being held in Rome and Florence. And the purpose of this symposium is to speak to the question of what are the contributions of psychology, but also more broadly social sciences and education to peace and social justice. And it's important for us to collaborate not only with our colleagues here in Italy, but with our colleagues around the world. And this conference brings together people from all over the world and all focus on peace and social justice. This is the 15th biennial symposium on the contribution. Yeah, so it's been around for almost 30 years now. Yeah.
What can we do as young communicators to building bridges across generation, as the symposium title of this year said?
Yes. So we're building bridges across generations. So one thing we would like to do, and I know there's a lot of interest with media here, we would like to begin to... We'd like to find a way to promote positive kinds of ideas and metaphors in the media. But that's a difficult task because the media requires revenue. And that means they require people either hearing them, listening to them, watching them, or clicking on them on the internet. So
bad news is good news.
Bad news does attract attention. And we know that in psychology. We know brain regions that are responsible for that. So this is a constant kind of struggle that we all have to find ways of presenting information and events in ways that engage people in solving problems. And I know in journalism, there is such a thing as peace journalism, for example, that does just that. It aims to solve real-world problems. Now, some of us come from psychology, some from sociology, some from political science, many different disciplines, but we all have that general aim to try to present in a way that allows people to think more clearly about what do we mean by peace? What do we mean by a society that's more harmonious but also just? And so we'd like to move in that direction and make it a sustainable kind of peace for people. But that's a difficult task, and we learn from one another. More than anything else, that's what we do. We learn from what everyone is doing in different parts of the world.
So you see hope in our future?
I make it a habit of only focusing on that side because there's so much focused on the other side. It's not that I don't appreciate.
You have to balance.
Yes. And you have to look for opportunities that do exist, sometimes at the national, but sometimes below the national level, where people are really making a difference in a way that's quite sustainable for the lives of those, particularly for those who are living marginalized kinds of life.
Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.